All right. I got Xavier, man. I'm always excited when these folks are around because I know I'm going to be learning something. You know what I'm saying? All right, Izu. How you guys doing, man? Izu and Nay in the house. Yeah? Izu, how you doing, man?
We're doing pretty well. It feels good to be here.
All right. Awesome. Awesome. And Nay's in the house as well, huh?
Good evening, Nigeria.
So, Izu, tell us, you and I spoke earlier today, and I was excited when you told me what you're going to be talking about. All right, so bring us up to speed, my brother.
Terms of change. Before, you have to do something wrong for you to be fired, but now companies are not doing well. The slump in oil price, the increase in dollar rates. So what's happening is that I'm very afraid that Nigeria might be heading towards a depression, but the only thing that can save us is if we can get more people to get off that employment ladder into the entrepreneurship ladder. So basically, in every city, in every country that's going through a depression, the biggest challenge at the time is how do you get people to move off the unemployment chain to starting business? That's what inspired this whole thing. So today, we're looking at startups. What does it take to start up a business? But first of all, is why do startups fail? Because every single day in the CAC, Corporate Affairs Commission, over 2,000 businesses are registered.
Every single day,
over
really?
2,000 companies.
Really? That's a whole lot of companies.
Yeah, but
huh?
The sad thing is, in just a year, most of the time they would have died in natural death. So 70% died in natural death. So
wait a minute, within 12 months?
Yes, within 12 months.
Wow.
Matter of fact, that's the reason why you're not, the government, the law says that startups are not supposed to pay tax in Nigeria for the first 2-3 years. They give them that leverage, basically. The reason why is because there's an assumption that most of them might not succeed. So it's like someone who you know is going to die. Why bother him with the bills? So the thing is, if you knew better, you would do better. If you knew how you could run your business better, most of the problem comes from planning. People jump into business without feasibility study. Oh, so business is there's opportunities. Everybody goes in there. I had a client who lost almost 50 million naira a few months ago during the Ebola crisis. Because Ebola was coming, everybody thought it was good business to go into buying of hand sanitizers. Hand sanitizer was good business in Nigeria because it was so scarce that they were selling one sanitizer that was for 200 naira for as much as 1,500. So any businessman logically would think it's a good business. So they put their money into it. Everybody went to China. All the Nemekas and Chukudis went to China to import hand sanitizer. But guess what happened? They never did a feasibility study to understand the dynamics of epidemics. Every epidemic, whether it's chickenpox or it's Ebola, they all have their time frame. Right? So what happened was they put their money into it. By the time the containers came to the wharf, Ebola had left. So till today, those sanitizers are still stuck in the warehouse. No one is buying them. So simple things like feasibility study, being able to do so, as realize the concept, the dynamics of the problem. And you can say, okay, you know what? I'll bring in 50% of it through air cargo as against shipping. That would have saved them a lot of stress because whoever brought it in through air cargo, it takes a couple of hours for it to get here. You'd have saved yourself that 50 million you'd have lost. So sometimes feasibility study, sometimes it's the inability to have mentorship. You just jump into business, but it makes a lot of sense for you to look at business from a different perspective. Sometimes it's partnership. Mentorship helps you see the bad points before you get there. Then partnership helps you realize that none of us is as smart as all of us. None of us is as smart as all of us. So what happens is, if you go in twos, you go in threes, it's basically the best time to start a business. It's improving over time. To every Steve Jobs, there's a Wozniak. To every Steve Jobs, there's a Paul Allen. To every Jay-Z, there's a Dame Dash. Right? I mean, I don't think Buhari would have pulled the stunt that he pulled without a partnership with Tinubu, even though they don't share similar values. But they both were yin-yang. One had money, the other one had character. And that was the two things you needed to win elections. So you see, partnership usually works. But how do you even choose your partner, right? What's the best partnership? Someone called me and said, okay, so you said we should go into partnership. What's the right number for partnership? And to me, like I said, it's like salt. Too much, too little. Too much salt in your food will ruin your food. Too much salt or too little salt. The ideal number is 2 to 3. 2 to 3 always makes, we call them the trinity of startups. Every great startup startup in twos and in threes. Then how do you even choose these guys? You choose someone who's like the other half of you. So there's yin and there's yang. If, for example, I'm very extroverted, I'm very forceful, I'm very aggressive, I'm a guy who likes to bulldoze my way, it's a good asset to start in business because it creates resilience. Forceful, you never take no for answer. If I'm looking for a partner, I'll get someone who's a bit different. So Steve Jobs is the guy who's very aggressive. I watch a video of Steve Jobs throwing the iPhone on someone because he was upset about the fact that he didn't get what he wanted in design. But Wozniak is the guy that will call the guy later and say, you know, this is what he's saying. So they both complement each other. So at the end of the day, we're looking at why do startups fail? Why do startups fail? So I think Nei has a recap of why
startups fail. All right. So we'll go to Nei in a minute. Nei, real quick, you want to bring us up to speed or tell us?
So the last time we were here, we actually threw out a question. What's more important, the capital or the cooperative? Now, a cooperative is a bunch of people who are working mutually towards a specific goal. So for the purposes of this conversation today, a cooperative could mean partners. As Izu was saying earlier, a partnership. Who are your founding members?
Mm.
Who's the Hewlett to your Packard? Who's your Wozniak to your Steve Jobs? Who's the yin to your yang? Who's your Dolce?
I see.
To my Gabbana. You know?
DNC.
Exactly.
Dolce and Gabbana. I like it, man.
So that's what we mean when we say cooperative.
All right.
So in a partnership, if, for instance, Izu is running Hexavia, and I am sitting in the Hexavia wagon, it is my job to assist Izu in moving the wagon forward. The wagon is the business.
Right.
If you hire somebody or you make a partnership with somebody who's just going to sit in your wagon, he's not going to put his foot out to help the wagon move. He's not going to come down to remove rocks from the path of the wagon so the wagon can navigate easily and move along the road. Then you are dragging dead weight and you need to drop that person.
Right.
There needs to be an examination of the character to allow somebody in a cooperative.
All right.
I think if it's a proper business, you can have some people who are dormant. But for startups, it's the most crucial part of your business. You can't afford to have some just dormant people. Most of the time, the step is really get the wrong people off. You can manage people as a company grows, but for a startup, it's important that you have people who have tremendous value. Define what are the things that I need. Most of the time, funding. The other thing is expertise. The third thing is networking. These are three things you need to start up a business if you're choosing partners. So if there's someone who's in your team, ask, what is he bringing to the table? Is that he's bringing expertise?
Right.
Or he's bringing social capital, which is networking,
right.
Because you're going to need that to get clients, your first set of clients. Or most importantly, he's bringing funding, expertise, and networking. So if he doesn't have any of them, why are you having this guy on your team? Like Jim Collins would say, get the wrong people off the bus, get the right people on the bus, and then decide where the bus is going. I figured out what works as a business grows. You can afford, when you have a system, you can afford to have a dummy in the system and it still run. But for it to start, you have to get the right people in.
Yeah.
You have to get the right people in, because they will define the corporate culture that you would run for years and make a promise. People start business with what? Don't start business with what? Start business with why. Now, this is going to sound really weird. People usually start business with what? What am I going to do? Don't start with what am I going to do. Start with why.
Hexavia is a business brand strategy, corporate training, management consulting company. And they build businesses and brands. They develop business plans, marketing, and brand strategy concepts, so forth and so on. These guys are so versatile. They do trainings as well, strategy sessions for business people and organizations. They have their Hexavian Masterclass with fees 60,000 naira per participant. And clearly, there will be. Izu, are you doing any of the discounts now?
Basically, we're very concerned about early birds. It's 60,000, but the first 20 people to send a text that says interested gets to pay 25% off. So you get to pay 45,000 as against 60,000. So just send a text to the number there.
Yeah, go ahead. I think it's the number 08035202891. So we'll try and repeat that several times. 08035202891. Okay.